ever think we're square. A Cadillac and fancy clothes don't put you there.
Love me some Sam, Asham, and the Pharaohs. And shout out to the drummer, man, Jared Patterson. Nobody played like that, man. That open hi-hat trash can sound that just makes you want to stomp your feet. Now, that is the difference Sam the Sham made from all the other rock bands. I mean, some bands had some stompers, but I will tell you, sadly, all the good Sam the Sham songs are the stompers. Like, I'm In with the Out Crowd. And what we started, If You Tried to Take My Baby from Me. So, yeah, it might have been Billy Bennett on the drums. But needless to say, two drummers, Jerry Patterson and Billy Bennett, just these great trash can drummers that really gave garage rock just that nice boost. And, that's nice stuff. We heard also, we heard Skinny Minnie by the Beat Chicks. That was kind of fun. And we heard Pesugra El Sol, I'll Follow the Sun, by Sandro and Los De Fuegos. So probably Sandy and the Fires, or Sandy and the Fire, doing the Beatles song, I'll Follow the Sun. And we heard Warsaw from Warsaw. That great re-release this year, re-releasing the very early Joy Division recordings when they were called Warsaw. And so we're winding down. I'm trying my best to keep my mouth shut, muscle through the best finds of 2024. This is like probably the eighth week, but there's a lot of great music that was released this last year. And I just been playing it for you guys for the past two months and some change. And, So other than that, man, Zombo Trivia, real quick. Not happening Monday at Spirit, but they're giving me an extra Monday in March. So next Zombo Trivia, and then I'd like to congratulate Team Go Banana. Team Go Banana, they actually not only won somewhat suspiciously by a half a point last month, or the Monday before last, but they showed up at the Hard Rock Cafe to help us do the last polka, which was so, oh my God, did we need that. Everybody was kind of down in the dumps and not feeling so good about the world. And we just to lose those troubles, ride Polka Mountain for about 2 hours. Elk Hound played, did some great acoustic set in the middle. It was really made you feel like a human being again. Like the thing, like a lot of my good dear friends showed up, and like my friend Jerry and his wife, Shelly, they were there, and Team Go Bananas, and my friend John and his wife were there, and Christina was there. It was really wonderful. It was just, of course, the Geibel family was there. They were nice. So, yeah, just a lot of nice people. And it just made you feel really good. So that's if I can do anything in my life, it just make just a little, leave the place a little bit nicer than when you got here, from the spaceship, from, I don't even know what time frame that would be, but, it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was probably somebody on that ship that was like a Gilligan, because, hey, I got all the things that tell people exactly how to not ruin this planet like we did the last one. Where did those files go? Gilligan. Sorry. I accidentally pressed that other button. You press the erase how to be a decent human being button. Why you? And then he strangled Gilligan. And that's how, the first Earth murder. That is correct. The captain of the ship that brought all of the original Earthlings here ended up, strangling Gilligan for erasing all of the things that make a human being decent. Ten Commandments, that's all right. There's a lot of weird stuff in the Ten Commandments. It's like, hey, what do you got to do? Well, you don't have any other gods. Wow, that's kind of a thing. I don't know about that. What's the other one? Don't have any other ones. Okay, don't steal your wife. Don't steal somebody else's wife, huh? Yeah. No, but that's okay. Whatever, dude, just don't steal a wife. Okay, don't steal them. Don't do no stealing. All right, fine. Don't kill, that's easy. Don't kill, don't steal. Okay. I just like two commandments. Three commandments, don't steal, don't kill, and don't be a jagoff. That's all you need is three commandments. That's it. Rest of them, not so sure. Honor your mother and father. I don't know about that one so much. You know, it's not, you'd be nice to them. Honor and obey. Obey thing, woof, that's bizarre. All right, let's get back into the music. So this is Olivia Jean doing a cover of Ornico Flow, which I believe was a hit for Enya. Was it Enya? I don't know. Is it Enya? If it's Enya, get it out of ya.
Did you bring bring me silver? Mama, did you bring me gold? Did you come to see me hang by the gallows pole? I didn't bring no silver, didn't bring no gold. I've come to see you hanging by the gallows pole, by the gallows pole, oh God. Hangman, the hangman, slack your rope, slack it for a while. Think I see my sweetheart coming riding a many a mile, riding a many a mile, oh God. Did you bring me silver? Honey, did you bring me gold? Did you come to see me hang by the gallows pole? Hanging by the gallows pole. I brought you silver, brought you a little gold. Didn't come to see you hanging by the gallows pole, by the gallows.
to heal itself, release itself.
Ever missed this band in the 80s? I do not know. The Chefs just scored this. It's a great record. The Best of the Chefs, Carl Evans, Helen McCookery book, and others. Boasting from their Best of the Chiefs, Chefs, Records and Tea. And man, she's still putting out music. I actually been scoring. I went down the rabbit hole with Helen McCookery book. And man, she's still out there making some wonderful, wonderful, quirky, sweet music. Before that, from the new album by Isabel Campbell, Bow to Love. That is new. They re-released all of the Peel sessions. Of course, that was Man or Astro Man before that, with Jonathan Winter's Frankenstein. And then Gallows 3, or Gallows Pole, by Odetta. And it's kind of interesting. You do realize, though, that Led Zeppelin was the only time-traveling band. I guess they got involved with Aleister Crowley, and they time-traveled back in time to write this song. Then it became traditional. They went back in time, and it was traditional, and then they put it on the records. Wow, this just sounds like this old traditional tune. No, Led Zeppelin wrote it, but then they went back into time, and then they some of the, same with Taurus. They went back in the time, wrote Stairway to Heaven. This band Spirit heard it, wrote Taurus, then they went back into the future, made it Stairway to Heaven. Same with Dazed and Confused. They went back in the time, stole it from the Yardbirds, who were actually supposed to be half the band anyhow. And then the first Led Zeppelin record is all time travel stolen songs. About one or two from the second record, about three from the third record, and definitely one from the fourth record. And I think the fifth record, Houses of the Holy's Dire Maker, is stolen from somewhere too. Man, did those guys know how to steal? They actually say great artists, good artists create, great artists steal. How about that? So this is the end. The end, my beautiful friend, of all of the music from 2024. That's right. I got two more, one little single to play for you guys. And that has recapped all of my music finds of 2024 for you guys. And yes, this is that wonderful feeling of accomplishment. I guess, you know, if you can call that a good, I kind of feel a little bit accomplished. All right, we're going to get into your requests real soon. Got some Bastard Sons for Alec. Got some Bats for Mark. Got a bunch of stuff for Paul. Got a lot of stuff for, let's see, who else was another one? Oh, boy, another request here coming up. And a bunch for Alyssa and a couple of, oh, and then lots for Bugs and Bun. So we're going to be filling that up. It's going to be requests. I'll have time for your requests, too. But the last hour and a half is all requests. Next week starts the American Trilogy. And it's going to be all songs about being mean and just despicable. So it's we're going to say, because that's basically what this country's become. Mean, crazy, lazy, selfish, and stupid. No, I thought it was stupid. Let me start with stupid. I'll start next week with stupid. Yeah. Here's the other thing that gets me. It goes, ooh, what's going on in the world now? What's going on in this country? I'll tell you what's exactly, you know, it's not golden air. It's more like a golden shower. What is happening is you put a serial entrepreneur in charge. And I don't know if you know what serial entrepreneur is. They're different than regular entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have like, it's like aiming at a target. They have one or two bullets. They aim at it. They take careful aim at a target and they try and hit the bullseye. A serial entrepreneur actually just gets like a machine gun and just goes crazy in the dark, hoping to hit a bullseye, hoping, you know, just peppers everything with bullets, leaving a lot of destruction in this way. A lot of chaos. And they look, I hit a bullseye. Yeah, but like you shut up the whole room. That's exactly. So that's why, and it's also, so that's why I've actually learned to simmer down a smidge, if that sounds possible. And that is, you got to realize it's like every day is like going to school. And every day his kid pulls a fire alarm. You know, and his family's very rich and his uncle is the principal. So they never persecute the kid. They never say, hey, stop doing that. We're evacuating the building again. Next day, bing, pulls a fire alarm. After about the fourth or fifth time, you say, you know what? I don't know. Let the damn thing burn if that's what's really happening. I don't trust the fire alarms anymore. That's exactly how they're numbing you up. Well, you can't tell the truth from reality. They just want to just blanket you with garbage. So try and insulate yourself the best you can. Try and figure out. Use your brain. But like I'm saying right now, it's kind of a bit of domestic terrorism going on in this country. So buckle up. And yeah. Oof. Yay. All right. I could go on, but I want to finish 2024 with this little 45. Is really fun. Jay Ward Productions. They were the cartoon people that did Bullwinkle. And they also did like Hoppy the Hooper, and they did what else? Everybody knows them for Bullwinkle and Rocky. And they released a 45, and I'm gonna play it. This is the Musselvania anthem, and then I'm gonna play. It's called, the last tune will be called "Fight Fiercely, Young Teddy," which was actually the theme song, the theme music for Hoppy the Hooper. Here is Musselvania anthem, Jay Ward Productions, from like the Bullwinkle. And this is the last stuff of 2024. Then I want to get 2024. Then I want to get into your cotton picking requests.
You don't need a brain, but you must be insane to live in Moosylvania. There's a land of swamps where the bull moose romps and the muskrat plays all day. Where it rains and snows and it hails and blows from the 1st of June until the 31st of May. Oh, to look around at the patch of ground known as Mother Nature's sieve. Though it's horrible to visit, it's a miserable place to live. Hail to the stagnant waters. Moosylvania, the 52nd state. Moosylvania, our hearts are filled with hate. You'll always find us on our way to Florida or Nome, 'cause we hate our Moosylvania home. Moosylvania, your glory will be sung. Moosylvania, inside an aqualung. When dreaming of our childhood days where we were born and bred, we say Moosylvania, drop dead. Moosylvania, drop dead. Drop dead.
Correct. That was Fight Fiercely Young Daddy, or a.k.a. the Hoppity Hooper. Theme song by Jay Ward Productions. There we be. All of the music finds of 2024. We're going to get right into all the requests. I bet I can get all, at least a good chunk of these in. I just got inundated with the requests, which is good. We're going to start off, Mark, and then we're going to go like, this guy's YouTube page is astounding. He's a local Pittsburgh guy named Mike Syke, and you should check out Mike Sykes. If you ever want any history of some of the amazing music that Pittsburgh has produced, especially like from the early 80s, where there is a film out there too, I believe it was done in the late 70s, early 80s, called Debt by 18 or Debt by 21 or whatever, but you would not even recognize what Pittsburgh looks like. Just like bombed out Berlin, man. It is unbelievable what Pittsburgh used to look like in the late 70s. And this documents, well, before there were a lot of punk clubs and even that, Pittsburgh bands were having house parties. I mean, like a Polish Hill and stuff, it'd be like somebody like, or squatters, they just break into a house, or some landlord would have some, like, you know, slumlord property, and they just come in and they'd have a show, and they'd be like busting up the walls and spray. It was insane. But yeah, some of the clubs there before they were even like a lot of the music clubs for punk, people were having these house shows, which were nuts. So Mark wanted this band called The Bats. And this is Jet Away by The Bats. Then we're going to get in this. This is one of the Bastard Sons. I got a tune by The Bastard Sons coming up. That's Alex's favorite band. And then I got all kinds of goodies for you. All right, let's just jump in. Zombo, I should tell you something. No, I really should. Oh, boy, look at that. Just when you're ready to get into the... I got to yell at you a little bit. Hey, you know those designer jeans are going to change your life? They did, didn't they? You never wore them. Send them to Goodwill. That's right. Donate to Goodwill. They create jobs. How about that job creating? And they make that CEO so much damn money, he doesn't have to shop at Goodwill. They have training programs and education assistance for people in your community. To learn more about Goodwill, just go there, man. Go in and sniff around. Nothing smells like a Goodwill. Nothing smells. You go in there, it's just kind of like, you know, if libraries had armpits, that's what the Goodwill would smell like. I'm just telling you. A message from the Goodwill. There you go. There's some Goodwill for you. And let me tell you one more gizmo. I got to tell you about some shows, too. All right. Build your vocabulary. That's right. Talk to your kid and build your vocabulary, especially words like vocabulary and February and library. Yeah, build it. That's right. On a Wednesday. Learning starts before school does. More tips go to Born Learning. Yeah, yeah. Public service announcement brought to you by the station. I should tell you some shows. Tell you about a couple shows here, then we're going to get into your requests. All right, what do we got here, buddy? The fridge. Is your fridge running? What? It's playing Neo Soul and Electronica. No, you must be talking about the fridge on WRCT, Mondays at 10 p.m. That sounds nice and fun. And, of course, the Saturday Light Brigade. It features a blend of acoustic music, acoustic puzzles, acoustic on-air phone calls, and even some acoustic community interviews with acoustic live performances from youth and adults. All in an acoustic, relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune into the show that gets your weekend off to a good acoustic start. Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. till noon on RCT. And Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, pretty much like what Led Zeppelin had. The Unimpressive Time Machine is on Wednesday mornings, 4 o'clock to 7. And that is where I go back in the time exactly 1 year and play shows from a year ago. And, of course, you can go to zombo.world. So it's www.zombo.world. Yeah. Or zomboco.com. But I like the zombo.world. I have two websites now. And you can go to the SoundCloud page, and I have about at least 70 shows there. You know, at least 300 hours of Zombo for you to frighten your friends with. Here you go. There, got all of that out of the way. Here's the Bats with Jed Away going out the mark. Oops, nope. No, we're going to do this right. I want to do this right. I want to get some nice fidelity here. I want to make this, because it's an old cassette. So it's an old cassette that this came from. Let's try it this way. All right, let's knock it out. The Bats, Jed Away. That's more like it. See how much better that sounds? We'll be right back.
only a precious few, born into money, kept clean as the dew. But there were no silver spoons on the wrong side of the tracks, just a rusty old fork stuck square in your back. Oh, so later, I was bruised and battered, confused and shattered, had no strength left. I drew my first breath. The minute I started living, I started praying for death, cause there were just no footholds to help me over the wall. And the farther I climbed up, the harder I'd fall. Oh, so later, I was bruised and battered, confused and shattered, had no strength left in reason. I was born half a man until you took my hand. You steal twice the woman I deserve. Disheveled, hand in hand with the devil, not a useful bone in my body, or so the prostitutes would say. But you gave me a home that I could call my own, so far and away from my destitute days. Oh, so later, I was bruised and battered, confused and shattered, had no strength left in reason. I was born half a man until you took my hand. You steal twice the woman I deserve. Took my hand, you
still
twice the woman I deserve.
There you be. That's Oselina by the Bastard Sons. That was Alex requesting that one. Thank you. Nice stuff. Very, I couldn't believe I never heard of that band before. Real nice, really nice, nice stuff. Even though I could only play like maybe that song and maybe one or another, because there's a bunch of dirty words in that band. Damn them Bastard Sons. All right, Alyssa requested the Dust Birds. Hopefully it's the right one. It's spelled differently. It's B-U-R-D-S. Here's Corolla 2000. Alyssa requested this thing.
We bring you musical gems from near and far, blended into a pattern of glorious harmony. A program based on the universal language of music, it is our pleasure to present to you Corolla Pandit. We'll be right back.
How did I not know about that band? Like to thank Alyssa for turning me on to that. That's the Dust Birds. And, you know, that was Corla 2000. And now I have her request, which is called Last Drink in Avagagne, I think, something like that. Avagagne. Man, Alyssa, thanks for turning me on to this. This is from the Dirt Birds, Use Your Vacation, point one. Last Drink in Avagagne. Man, these guys are good. Thank you, dear. Go. Another thing by the Dust Birds. Thank you, Alyssa, for turning me on to that. Here's another one of her requests. Climax Blues Band, Together and Free. Zombo, always in your requesting brain.
I said, hey. Yeah.
Wow, that was Sweet in C. Paul, in the CBD store, requesting that tune by McDonald and Giles. And that was what Peter got, Michael Giles and Ian McDonald, just as they were leaving King Crimson, did that duet record, which has some very nice things on it. It's a very wonderful prog record, even though the cover actually hurt the sales of that record. They put their girlfriend and wife on the cover with them, just hanging out. The cover must have took 2 seconds to actually, what do we want to call it? McDonald and Giles. It just goes to show, you leave Pete Sinfield out of like the creative process. Well, actually, you did write some of the words for it, but with King Crimson, he was like responsible for a lot of what the covers look like. And, you know, those really nice prog rock covers that are just iconic. And you know, McDonald and Giles were like, ah, let's just put us in our, here, come here, honey. I want you to get our picture taken. Let's get your picture taken with us. And they put those two on the cover. It's like, well, who's going to buy that? It was a great record. But they did say that the non-prog rock cover did damage. Oh, well, whatever. But then he went off, then McDonald went off to like start Foreigner. Boy, right then and there. There's like a double whammy of being the I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. All right, got something for Bonnie, and it's Como Todo de Mundo by Depression Sonora. Zombo in your brain, playing your request for the next hour since I finished out all of 2024, and yeah, wow, getting to your requests. And just doing what I can for the next hour. Next week starts The Stupid Show. That's right, the American Trilogy, the five-part series of What We Become. One show all about songs being stupid, all songs about being mean next week. The week after that, all songs about being selfish. One's about being lazy, and one about being crazy. You know, we just kind of all, just goes to show, man, just... You know, we're just no different than any of these other goofy comics. Well, actually, we are a little bit exceptional. We're extra crazy, extra lazy, extra stupid, extra mean, and extra selfish. We're number one, baby. Yeah. Como todo del el mundo. Yeah, like that.